The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him. Without Him, nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life. And this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, the one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me. From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace." Because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only Son, God who is at the Father's side, has revealed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Merry Christmas. I would like to invite all of you in the midst of your festivities and your family union, family meetings, to spend some short time at least, it could be a long time, in contemplating Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Here we have a beautiful Christmas scene here. You probably have it in your home. And I'd like to take those three persons and just invite you to talk to them. Ignatius would say a triple colloquy. Talk to them. Okay, let's take St. Joseph. Invite all of you to go to St. Joseph today because he's very important. Very important. Very underestimated. Sometimes forgotten. St. Joseph is the greatest saint. So, Christmas, St. Joseph is present. He's silent. He doesn't say a word. But I would ask you to go to St. Joseph and ask for this grace. To protect your family. To protect your family from physical evil, but especially from moral evil. That in this Christmas and this New Year, St. Joseph will protect your family from the evil of sin. Amen?
Amen.
Beg for that grace. If you beg it fervently, this will be your best Christmas, and this will be your best New Year. Okay, then go to Mary. Go to Mary and see the child Jesus in her arms. And beg Mary for this one simple grace. Beg Mary for the grace to love Jesus with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. Pray that prayer with fervor. With fervor, with passion. And I'm positive, if you beg for that grace, Mary will obtain that for you. That's the real meaning of Christmas, is begging Mary for love. But love for love himself, that's Jesus Christ. To love Jesus with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. There's no one in this world that loves Jesus more than Mary. And third, Okay, the very center of Christmas is Jesus in the arms of Mary. Beg Jesus for this grace. His name. His name means Savior. Beg Jesus to save you from sadness, desolation, the devil, sin, eternal death. Beg Jesus for that grace. And I'm going to be praying for all of you that this Mass and your Holy Communion that you're going to receive, most of you, that is Christmas. The word Christmas means Christ Mass. It means the Mass of Christ. Beg Mary for the grace to receive Jesus in Holy Communion with great, great love. So do this practice, even if it's 5 minutes. Go to St. Joseph, ask for his protection, especially from moral evil. Go to Mary and beg for love, to love Jesus with your whole being. And go to Jesus and say, Lord, save me. Merry Christmas.